besides the Shostakovich and Bruckner that you mentioned, and also the Bach that you just talked about, what does Andras have in mind, and what is something that he wanted especially to tackle for this coming season?
He was very interested to have a chance to, in a very small but I think personal way, celebrate the centennial of the independence of his homeland, Latvia. And so one of the works we have coming up this season is a commission, a co-commission with the Leipzig Gewandhaus, of a composer whose name was new to me. And Andras said, look, I have a listen to this composer. His name is Andras also, Zenitis. And it was a brand new name to me and a very interesting musical language. Wide-ranging in types and scope of work, some electronic music, chamber music, big orchestra pieces. So I'm very, very happy that Mr. Zenitis was able to accept our commission. And we also have a very beautiful a cappella chorus piece by Maya Einfelder, a Latvian woman composer, who is part of this great choral tradition of Latvia. It's a piece called Lux Aeterna, which will be something of a curtain raiser to Mahler's Resurrection Symphony. And I think the idea of eternal light, Lux Aeterna, before resurrection is a very poignant and apropos connection. But the musical style, which is very austere and very, very beautiful, will be a great way of settling everyone's ears and minds before the power and the drama of the Mahler Second. So this was a particular little request that Andras had, and I'm pleased that we were able to find a way to include some music of Latvian composers, which is a new experience for us here in Boston, I think. There are several soloists that he particularly wanted to work with again. He had a great experience of working with Daniil Trifonov last summer at Tanglewood, and we were thrilled that Daniil was still available at that point to come and be with us, and they're doing the Rachmaninoff Third Concerto, which is great. And of course, his ongoing relationship with Biber Skrider, who will be, in fact, giving the world premiere of a new piece by Sebastian Carrier for violin and orchestra, again, another co-commission with the Gewandhaus. So it was looking at those particular soloists. Also, and this is not quite an expected choice, but Andras wanted to do a concert performance of Suor Angelica of Puccini, which he's done a number of places before and recorded. And unlike the great Strauss operas or Wagner that we're doing soon, this particular Puccini opera occupies a very special place. And so we were thrilled to be able to put together a great cast, including Christina Opelias and Violetta Umana, the Lorelei Ensemble, who are singing some of the smaller roles. And I think it's a very beautiful program that starts with a piece by Lily Boulanger called Un Soir Triste, and then the Nocturnes of Debussy, and then Puccini's beautiful, if quite tragic, touching, very poignant Suor Angelica. So it's a program that is sort of a little unexpected, but I think is very beautiful and will be a real gem right in the middle of the season.
Well, yeah.